Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind, the preview show. Coming up next hour and the following hour, we'll be joined by 550K Fire, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. You're listening now to either AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, or AM 1090 The Flag, the talk radio in the Bakken. And Mark Scogerbo and I, Mark hosting the Common Sense Club on these stations later on today. Run through the news headlines of the day, give you a preview of what's to come on the program, What's On Your Mind, check some sports, check some weather, just get your day a-rolling today. How are you, Mark?
I think I'm stable.
Mark and I had a chance to have breakfast with a fine group of folks at Hope Lutheran this morning, which was kind of fun.
How many sausages did you have?
I had two, actually. They were quite good.
I had four.
Did you really?
That's what's good to come kind of last, because then I knew that I could eat as many as I wanted.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Cantaloupes, good stuff.
Anyway, we're helping with an event coming up in July. We're looking forward to. And now we can get on to the business of the day, right, Mark?
Yep.
Big story in the Fargo Forum today. Top of the fold with a disturbing scene of a number of rail cars. This is actually a big story nationwide, even probably throughout North America. Over the weekend, a train carrying North Dakota Bakken crude derailed in Quebec. And about 675,000 barrels of Bakken crude leaves North Dakota every day by rail. So this, of course, is a perfect opportunity for critics of oil production to say, see, this isn't safe, which drives me crazy.
The same Sierra Club people that are saying, see, it isn't safe, oppose Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
And which is much safer.
It is. And again, I think obviously there's more opportunity for accidents to happen probably by rail. But even that, 99.9% of the times that there's something hazardous that's put on a train gets to its destination safely.
Yeah, the railroad industry is jumping up and saying this is extremely rare.
One thing I'd like to know is why the train was without they call it a riderless train. I get that, but I saw something about it having a driverless train. Why would it be driverless?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it's a story from Reuters. It says a train carrying 73 tank cars of North Dakota crude rolled driverless down a hill into the heart of Lac Mégantic. I don't know how you say that. Lac Mégantic, Quebec. Where it derailed and exploded,
Mégantic,
leveling the town center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 people missing, 13 dead. It's a major surprise to come plummeling in there like that.
Yeah, exactly right. Latest I heard was 40 people still missing, 13 victims besides the 40 missing. But anyway, if truly 40 people are missing, I would assume that death toll is going to go up quite a bit more. But why would it be driverless?
Maybe he jumped. Maybe there was one, and he just, I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that. One of our Facebook questions today. Rail traffic is up, delivering North Dakota crude to places like Canada. Tragic accidents like this cause some to question the amount of oil shipped via rail, legitimate concern or natural result from more usage. This is going to be used as a blunt object against oil production, which to me is completely silly.
Right.
Just ridiculous. It'd be like saying, well, a car accident happened today. Some people were killed. We can't drive anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Obviously, you put precautions in place. Obviously, you go through this is commerce. This is how America works. So.
And crude oil and coal are so much more inexpensive forms of energy than anything that's got to be so heavily subsidized by those propellers that kill all those eagles.
Well, good point. If we want to do that. Another story. Don't know if you saw this, but tobacco cessation funds through the marketing arm of something called North Dakota Quits, which is a division of the state of North Dakota's anti-tobacco agency, are sponsoring a Fargo-Moorhead Gay Pride event, August 8th through the 11th. Bowling, dances, a 5K run. Question. Should taxpayer dollars go to events like this? North Dakota Department of Health's tobacco program.
This is a...
has confirmed the event will receive $2,500 in state dollars, which purchases a booth at the event and advertising in the 2013 FM Pride Guide and on the website. They're saying basically that the Department of Health works to educate and provide tobacco cessation support services to all tobacco users, especially to those highest tobacco use rates, which includes the LGBT community.
Right. The highest use of drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. Very high, above the standard norm.
So, if there are taxpayer dollars that go to marketing that says stop smoking, and this is a high-use community, does that then exonerate them? Or
I guess it does in some way, certainly. Nobody wants anybody, no matter whether they're straight or gay, to die of cancer.
My inclination would be there is folks of like mind making these decisions.
Yeah.
That the people making the decisions on whether the dollars are spent are saying, you know, hey, this is a group we have some fondness for. We want to support them, so let's put some money, and then we can justify it by saying,
well, let's have a...
the LGBT community.
Let's have a straight 5K walk and get some money for...
maybe a smoker's walk.
A smoker's walk.
Yeah.
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 Or an ex-smoker's walk.
Encouraging that you be a little, you know, healthier. Maybe. Right?
Well, it seems strange, though. Here's the question. Does it give the federal government... affirmation is this affirmation thing seems to be growing that we are normal, and but just by the very index that you just mentioned, they are abnormally prone to abuse drugs and chemicals and cigarettes, you know, and yet suicide rate among homosexuals, for example, in San Francisco, the most enlightened and affirming environment for them, the suicide rate among homosexuals is off the charts compared to straight people. You know, again, to pretend that this is just a slight deviation. I mean, this is a tough lifestyle, and they can have all the pride they want, but there's a lot of people that would like to come out of the... at their heart of hearts would like to not be homosexual. And I'm worried about them because there's this, like, steamroller where, oh, you were born that way, and our culture supports that. And you know, any Christian attempt and outreach to this group is stifled and called hate, homophobia, and it's just not. Because of the homosexuals I know that have left the lifestyle, they're happier.
Well, and you know, again... I think some of those arguments are separate from the fact, should tax dollars be directed towards, you know, events like this?
It's really hard to deal with, isn't it? It's a lot of cross currents.
You know, we've been Trayvon Martin free here on the What's on Your Mind program.
Mm-hmm.
How about you on the Common Sense Club?
Yep. You know, other than to say that, like, when you saw how beat up that guy was that shot him, it really looks like it was a simple slam dunk case of self-defense. I guarantee you, if Trayvon Martin was white, this had been over a long time ago. This really shows the racist inclination, the anti-white inclination of so much of our culture, including our president.
We asked our Facebook friends, do you want us covering this? And interesting little debate on Facebook that you can check out. Belinda said it best. No, never, frankly, my dear.
It's absurd, and anybody with a rational mind knows that this is so far out of proportion when you think of all of the deaths and all of the brutality that happens in the world. This is purely race baiting. It's very sad.
There's also a story about a Fargo man recovering from injuries after being attacked by a pack of large dogs Sunday morning near Warsaw, North Dakota. Walking to a friend's home in rural Warsaw when he heard barks and the sound of dogs coming his way in the dark. 8 or 9 of them. Only one a Rottweiler. And got his duffel bag and then attacked him. Holy buckets.
That's not a good evening stroll.
No. It's a couple of news headlines for you. More coming up. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on Your Mind preview show. I'm Scott Hennon. My partner, Steve Bakken, is here, and the two of us will be opening up the telephones coming up here in a little bit. Also, we have a couple of guests. Eric Osmonstead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about the debate over GMOs. Do you have a position on GMOs?
I think they're a good thing, aren't they?
It's kind of just it's just basically a another example of technology and progress and growth, I think.
Well, the debate on it is you lose some of the nutrients or some of the natural things that we get out of some of the food, and I don't think the science has borne that out. It is kind of nice from an agricultural standpoint and from a consumer standpoint when you've got 72-day corn and you can get in the crops, get them in, get them out, and you can grow corn where you haven't grown corn before, soybeans where you haven't grown soybeans. It's a huge game changer for the farmers, for the for agriculture, and for consumers, because having that extra land opportunity when in climates that are marginal for growing some of those crops, you know, keeps prices down. Me as a consumer, I like that.
There you go. So anyway, we'll talk with Eric about that debate. We also have a healthcare expert, Dave Racer. We've not really spent some time since well, this was kind of snuck out right before the 4th of July holiday, the Obamacare mandate on businesses that have 50 or more employees. It says you must provide health care insurance or else pay a fine has been delayed. And
legally, how do you do that?
How do you do what?
How do you delay it? It's law.
Well, that's what some folks in Congress are saying. Wait a minute here.
Yeah, this got run
passes.
Through.
Yeah.
There was no flexibility in this. It got run through. It's passed. It's law now. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to change the law. It doesn't work like that.
Dave Racer is a healthcare expert that's written oodles of books on the topic and is one of my favorite. There's so much complexity to this Obamacare law and the changes and healthcare. Insurance in general, and he does a very good job of breaking it all down. So we're going to talk with him about Obamacare in general, the importance of this deadline being extended a year, what that means. And he's doing a webinar in which it's actually called Obamacare 101, in which folks can sign. I think there's like 3 dates in July that he's doing it, so we're going to tell folks about that too. So that'll be two of our guests in the program. And then, of course, we just open up the phones to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. One story we're chatting about already on Facebook is whether or not state government dollars ought to be used to sponsor the Fargo Gay Pride Parade in the name of tobacco cessation. Would they sponsor a pro-life rally? A gun show? Tea party for the same reason? I think they have, they anticipated criticism of using taxpayer dollars to support an event that I think fairly could be called controversial, right? And, outside the mainstream.
Pheasant hunt. I know some pheasant hunters that smoke. Maybe a Pheasants Forever banquet ought to be paid for with taxpayer dollars. It should support that.
I wonder what the ratio of hunters that, use tobacco products versus the LGBT community, as they say. It's I think first and foremost, taxpayer dollars sponsoring a booth at a gay pride celebration, alarm bells for me. Okay? And then if that's being done, and at a minimum, you got to say, okay, yeah, do you it seems to me to be like-minded agendas. It's what this smells like to me. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today in the program. I'll just give it a little review here of what some of our listeners have said about this to date. No public money, says Bob, should be spent on this so-called gay pride stuff. If it's the tobacco money, it should be spent for tobacco-related education. Mike says, is the state going to fund a Proud of the Bible and My Faith march for the churches then? Yeah, I thought not. What America has come to these last 10 to 15 years is mind-numbing. Travis says, ridiculous. This country is being run and manipulated by special interest groups. Priorities are backwards. But then this is all foretold to happen. So it doesn't surprise me at all. Anyway, most folks think this is a bad idea. So that's one topic. Rail traffic is more and more a mode of transportation for North Dakota crude. Up significantly. And there was an accident in Quebec over the weekend in which I think the number now is at least 13 people have died, 40 missing, after a train carrying North Dakota crude derailed in a Quebec community near the main border. This happened on Saturday. And Front page, top of the fold today, Fargo Forum. Derailed train was hauling North Dakota crude. If rail tragedy occurs in state, it would be up to local officials to react. Well, I would, you know, who else would react?
Right? Yeah, I kind of wonder if the ship sailed on, you know, the big push is trying to get the Keystone XL pipeline through because of the component, albeit small, that helps North Dakota crude get out of the state. Well, the reason we need all that flexibility is the fact that we've got massive discounts on our oil. We've got some of the best oil in the world, but it's discounted for transportation reasons, getting it to the refineries. Rail's filled in that hole, and it's given the producers here in North Dakota the flexibility to get around some of those discounts. Are pipelines the safest mode of transportation? Yes. Do we have that? Are we anywhere near what that infrastructure needs to be to get our crude out of North Dakota? No. Rail's still the answer, I think, just because of one tragedy. Do you throw the baby out with the bathwater is my question. I don't think so.
By the way, this was an unmanned train, a driverless train, I've heard it referred to.
That's a different argument now.
Well, what? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah. When you get into on the rail corridors, the heavy rail corridors, everything's computerized. Computers run everything. It's supposed to eliminate the human error.
Well, that didn't work too well in this
logistics.
Case.
No, yeah. And this was a runaway train, and this wasn't a derailment or any other accident, a train plowing into a car that tried crossing the track when the Griswolds were down. This was a runaway train. They lost control of this train.
I guess the question is, will this be used by critics to say, well, see, you know, we shouldn't be doing this? Well, of course it will. But I don't plan on listening, and I hope most folks don't as well.
Oh, I'll listen.
Any more than, a car accident happened, so let's stop driving. You know, it's just...
Yeah, I'll listen, and I think we need to listen, because I think that's part of the discussion. And to maybe curb somebody's bad opinion, you do need to listen. You always need to listen, Scott.
All right. We'll do a little of that today on the program. What's on your mind coming up? Straight ahead. Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Highway run. A little journey there for you, folks. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnon here along with Mark Scogrebo. It's the What's On Your Mind preview show. I'll tell you about sports in just a moment. Temp 71 at Fargo. Tioga 59 at this hour. Minot 62. Looks like Williston at 63 degrees. Grand Forks 63 degrees at this hour. And Jamestown 67. Clear skies. Some rain showers in Fargo overnight. We'll tell you about the forecast here coming up in just a little bit. Before we check sports, I wanted to share a nice little email, Mark, about something that something you read on yesterday's program. You have the actual poem here. He's whispering to me because he knows what I'm going to say. This is from Nick Haywood. He says, I was incredibly moved with your poem on Monday, the 8th of July. That would be the poem that you read on the Common Sense Club that you're going to share with us in a moment. I could hear your feelings and the desperation in your voice where you refer to the soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder and knowing that they should fall there. There will be no other on that shoulder. And you later refer to America or Americans as having no other on their shoulder. Please, please, please understand you are not on your own. There are people as far away as the other side of the Pacific hearing you. You're not on your own. America is not on her own. I agree that if America is not strong, if America is weakened, the world will face increasing threats to freedom and independence globally. But you are not on your own. God bless and Godspeed. Signed, Nick Haywood, Victoria, Australia.
See, people could listen on flagfamily.com anywhere.
So there you have someone you've impacted with a poem and a story you read in Australia.
That makes me very happy.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It was a two-part piece I did for This Day in History. I talked about the poem was in reference to the Liberty Bell, which was rung on the 8th of July as the first formal public reading of the Declaration of Independence was made in 1776. And then this poem was written after it went silent. But, you know, they'll even run out and tap the thing now. And then I also talked about Little Round Top, the incredible battle. In how important each person is and how important the bell is and how important each person, the declaration that signed it was. And Little Round Top, the Union soldiers were there being assailed, and if they failed, we would lose the war. The Civil War would be lost. Our country, dedicated to the equality of all people, would flounder. And, I mean, it was that vital, and it came down to the next man in line. He was fighting for the life of the one next to him. It was them. They either held Little Round Top or Gettysburg was lost, and Gettysburg was clearly the pivot point, the linchpin for emancipation of the slaves, the reunification of America. And my point that I went on how important one Liberty Bell was and one soul, and whether you're in your church or your family or your home. And I'm so glad I could touch that guy over there in Australia. And you got, it's just a little four-line poem. Can I read it?
Of course.
This is after today the Liberty Bell sits in Independence Hall, and it no longer rings. Except June 6, 1944, when the Allies landed on the beach of Normandy, officials struck the bell to broadcast its tone across the nation. Isn't that something? Here's Americans, This is the poem that was written about it. The old bell now is silent and hushed its iron tongue, but the spirit it awakened still lives forever young. May that spirit live in us forever.
Okay. And it's an honor for us every day to interact with folks across the upper Midwest. But every once in a while, kind of nice to know that some folks in other places are listening as well.
Across the Pacific.
Yeah.
Wow. Makes me want to buy a wallaby.
He sent us actually his latitude and longitude via Google Earth as well. So you can pinpoint him down to the nanosecond there if you'd like.
I guess we've made it big now, huh?
I guess so. Kind of fun. All right. Let's talk a little bit about sports. Last I saw, the Twins were leading.
Well, then the seventh inning happened.
Oh, no.
Escobar and Zobrist popped homers, and the homers doomed the Twins. The Twins are struggling. They look good for five innings, and then they look bad for nine. And I guess, but, you know, they got another game today. Minnesota's now 11 games behind Detroit as they near the All-Star game. People are going to get a chance to see Chris Davis. This home run machine's already hit 33 home runs before the All-Star break. He's going to be in one of the eight participants in the home run derby Monday at the All-Star festivities. So that's pretty cool. And another Minnesota angle is that your favorite star from Oklahoma, Kevin Durant, is engaged to Lynx guard Wright. Wright.
He's been to Lynx games before.
Yeah.
In the audience.
And they're now officially engaged.
Awesome.
So, you know, here, I mean, when you think about what this 24-year-old has done, 28.1 a game, 7.9 rebounds, and 4.6 assists, just a great player. You know, if the Thunder can, they had some injuries, and they're a great team, but he needs a little help.
Sure he does.
And
get over the hump.
Yeah. And then remember when I said Sir Murray? From the Wimbledon?
Yes.
So that was the first question he gets at his big press conference. They asked him about knighthood. Does knighthood await you, Sir Murray? And he said, well, I don't know. I think it would be kind of lovely.
He thinks it'd be lovely?
I think he does, you know.
Yes.
And because the first Brit to win their wonderful, splendid grass tourney at Wimbledon in 77 years. So there's some of them actually asking him to run for king. I don't know if that's possible. I thought it was a heretic thing, you know.
But knighthood is a slam dunk.
Knighthood is a slam dunk. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And now, you know, now he's here. 12 months ago, he had lost in four Grand Slams. Then he won the U.S. Open, won gold in the Olympics, and now this pinnacle, ultimate pinnacle. And so he's going to come back and actually defend the U.S. Open in September. But right now, he's going to luxuriate in his newfound fame and wealth.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
The Red Hawks, they lost. They got a wonderful closer called Chase Johnson. He closed successfully, held a win in 11 straight games, but he finally blew a save, and Sioux City took the Red Hawks out 4-3. But the Red Hawks are, they're still way in first place. I think, they're 3.5 games still ahead of the closest second-place team. So the Red Hawks are a real marvel and professional team right here in Fargo Moorhead.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
You want an update on that sad saga?
Yeah.
He evidently leased a secret flop house where police found boxes of ammo. According to a report Wednesday from the Associated Press, Hernandez, one of 29 NFL players arrested since the Super Bowl, had reportedly leased a $1,200 a month apartment in Franklin, Massachusetts, where state police found boxes of ammunition, a sweatshirt, and a baseball cap, among other items. What is a flop house?
A hideaway. A place to just kind of go there and be anonymous and flop.
Police found out about the apartment from Carlos Ortiz, one of Hernandez's friends, who said he was with the former NFL star the night he allegedly made plans to shoot Lloyd. The articles of clothing recovered from the apartment, similar to what Hernandez had worn the night of the crime.
Wow.
So this was his little crime staging area there, huh?
Yeah. Try to be anonymous, oblique. One good note, they've had a jersey exchange plan going on, and the Patriots received 1,200 Hernandez jerseys that they don't want anymore. People don't want them anymore. So they're turning them in, they're burning them. So we had a few people that, you know, this notoriety has fueled some interest in his jerseys and so forth. But so many of the fans said, this is really a shame. This is an embarrassment. And, so they're turning their jerseys in.
The owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, broke his silence Monday about all this, commenting for the first time regarding the former tight end, Aaron Hernandez's murder charge, saying, if this stuff is true, then I've been duped and our whole organization has been duped. Said Hernandez was the most likable young man, acknowledged that the team made a mistake. They're facing it head on. Says they will renew efforts and look at procedures.
Yeah.
I hope so.
They were duped.
I hope so. So at least they can do. All right. Anything else on the sports front you want to share?
No.
What are you going to do on the Common Sense Club today?
Well, we're just going to have a nice Tuesday.
A nice Tuesday? That's the plan?
Mm-hmm. A nice Tuesday.
Anything else you want to say about your plans for the day? Or?
We had several guests that we were seeking, like different candidates for different offices and so far. None of them have confirmed. So we are continuing to try to add some guests to, you know, we're going to have this day in history. And you know what? I think I want to read a poem or two.
At this very moment or on the program?
On the program.
On the program. Yesterday's program was so well received
in Australia.
Have been.
So I'll try to find another poem.
Recipient of praise from all the way over.
We had such a jam-packed show yesterday. The leftover file is big. Had Dave Racer. He had, you know, we had a lot of health-related news, some great guests there. We had Fabian on, representative, talking about the amazing tax struggles in Minnesota. So, you know, we had a lot of callers. We had a Muslim caller that was talking about his faith. And, you know, it was kind of irked that I had said that the Christian faith was the best for our form of government. And he misunderstood me. And so we went forth and back that way a while. So I'm going to really encourage open calling today, and we're going to have some giveaway. We're going to start a process of a summer fun package that's going to include tickets to Shrek. This great musical is going to be out of Trollwood, a whole package for four to the Mall of America.
You're kind of the king of fun.
It's really fun giving away stuff. Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to do that. I've been jealous of people like you that have been able to give away stuff, and I'm. You know, of course, I've never won anything. If it's the fifth caller, I'm the 13th, you know.
Is that how it usually works for you?
Well, yeah. I finally gave up. So it's nice to be on the other end.
Oh, very good. Very, very good. Did you read the story about Corbin Knight and all the former Fighting Sioux player whose folks live up in, coincidentally, a community known as High River, Alberta? They had a high river, all right, recently. And his home was flooded.
Oh, yeah, and lost all his memorabilia.
He did. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, yeah.
He did get his Fighting Sioux jerseys out of there, which is good, but he lost a lot of other things. There's a follow-up story on that in today's forum as well, but there's a nice story about that over the weekend. A nice young man, Corbin Knight, who obviously has got a family going through tough situations. We'll keep him in our thoughts and prayers. Mr. Scogerbo, thank you. Have a fine, fine Common Sense Club. We shall talk to you later. We'll tell you about the weather coming up next, and it's time to crank up What's on Your Mind and your calls.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Visitlocal.com.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I have a few more details on why this train was driverless. It wasn't supposed to be driverless. A Reuters story I found talks about how normally before retiring for the night, the train operator sets the handbrakes, leaves one locomotive running to power the air brakes that help hold the train in place, in this case on a track that gently slopes. The operator or a relief engineer starts up the train, and then they go down, continue on their way. This past weekend, the system failed. Locomotive caught fire. So firefighters shut off the engine to stop the flames from spreading, which then disengaged the air brakes, and the train, carrying 72 cars of crude oil, rolls down the hill, driverless, and derails, explodes, and levels the town center. Story goes on to say at least 13 people were killed. Some 37 are still missing. According to Canadian police, few residents expect any of the missing to be found alive. Next paragraph. The catastrophe could force policymakers across North America to rethink the practice of shipping crude by rail, a century-old business that has boomed with the surge in shale oil production. I can't think of anything other than the word stupid to describe that statement. Because if the catastrophe should force anything, it should force the idea of that you don't leave a train unmanned, running, and, you know, get to the bottom of why it happened. Recognize the fact that it's extraordinarily rare. And don't get sucked into a typical ploy by people who just flat out hate oil production and or fossil fuels in general and want a Buffalo Commons. Stuff just gives its catnip for them. It's crazy. Anyway, one of our topics on What's On Your Mind coming up today, folks connecting the dots, North Dakota crude, train derailment, Canada, it's all our fault.
Please.
72 degrees at this very moment in North Dakota's largest city, Fargo, with an 88% humidity and overcast skies, west wind at 4 miles an hour. Bismarck, 64, Tioga, 61, Minot, 63, Grand Forks, 63, Jamestown, 67, Williston, 63. Light rain still in Grand Forks. It's clear in Tioga. Overcast in Bismarck, overcast in Williston. Here's our forecast for today. Start with the valley. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Most of those should become before the lunch hour. Then partly sunny, high near 83 today. Light variable wind becoming north at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Chance of precip at 60%. Tonight, partly cloudy, low about 58. North-northwest wind at 5 to 15, gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 82. Clear tomorrow night, 62. Sunny Thursday, 87 for a high. Partly cloudy, 68 Thursday night. Then a slight chance of showers creeps back into the forecast on Friday. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 87. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. Saturday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunny, 85. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 83. The weekend, right? So, of course, there's going to be showers and thunderstorms creeping into the forecast. Checking out the oil patch, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly between 10 a.m. and 5. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 72. North wind at 6 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 52. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 79. Clear tomorrow night, low 57. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 89. Partly cloudy, a low around 65 on Thursday night. Partly sunny Friday with a high of 84. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 61. Then Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunny 83. Same for Saturday night, other than partly cloudy and low on 59, accompanied with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 80. So not bad. Again, clear 61 at this hour in Tioga. 94% humidity right now with a northeast wind at 5. That's the epicenter of the Bakken, the epicenter of the Red River Valley, 72 and overcast. Wherever you are, regardless of the cloud cover, the rain showers, the temperature, hopefully you're smiling. You have a sunny smile on your face today. That's my hope. And in moments, we'll crank up the telephone at 800-228-0550. Is that number on your speed dial yet? And I'm going to give it to you nice and slow. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Should state tax dollars be used to sponsor a gay pride event in Fargo in the name of tobacco cessation? A tragic accident in Quebec with North Dakota crude gives the critics some catnip. Should it? We have not covered the Trayvon Martin murder trial on this radio program. Should we, as it comes to an end? Have you been following it? Do you care about its outcome? I want to talk a little bit about that. Tuition for all Minnesota State colleges and universities will be frozen. Should other states follow? Like North and South Dakota, neighbors to the west. Tell us what you think about that. A couple of the topics we'll be covering, and many more on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Plus guest Eric Osmonstead from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on the debate over GMOs, and healthcare expert Dave Racer to preview some Obamacare 101 webinars. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.